Joined here by the head coach up at Mercer for the boys basketball program, and Dan Martin, 1-1 start to the season. Only game since we talked last was Friday down at Penny. That was a 51-31 victory. This week's looks pretty challenging for the Cardinals, so we'll find out a lot about Mercer over the next four nights. Tomorrow night, Green City at Mercer, Mercer at Princeton on Friday. Before getting into HDC competition, the opener and conference 1 week from tomorrow, that will be at East Harrison on the 13th. Then Grundy R5 at Mercer, big ball game there on the 16th. Coach Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good. Your team has improved. I think, you know, there's no question about that. Worth County, a tough competitive loss. You came back against Penny, and I know Hamilton's kind of struggling a little bit this year, but you beat them by 20 at their place. That's how quality of a win was that for your boys Friday night?
It was a big win. For obviously, every win for us is big, but it was probably one of our, if not our best win since I've taken over this position 3 years ago. And I think a lot of it has to do with the involvement of the other players on our team. We had three guys in double figures. We had some guys really step up at halftime. I told them it was tied 16-16 at half, and it was just, we just couldn't throw a ball in the ocean. And it, we got good looks and we did some good things, but we couldn't do anything inside. I mean, they have a huge kid, and we were doing better as far as trying to keep the ball 10 feet from the hoop and out than trying to get under it. But we played really hard. I just told the kids at halftime, though, I said, some of you are just going to have to, you're just going to have to step out of your comfort zone and do some things, because, you know, there's no secret, Tyler Monarchy is a pretty solid, rounded player, and I think it becomes easy to just kind of let things go in his hands, and that doesn't win a lot of games, though. So I challenged some of our other players to step up. Jace Davis had the best game he's ever had since I coached him. You know, he come in, hit three or four shots, 11 points, played, as usual, great defense. Wes Ashman had 12. Brendan Wolf, we had him back, who we didn't have against Worth County. He had 7 points but 11 rebounds and just did really well defensively on their big guy. So as a win, and that was a hostile environment to play in too. So for our boys to do all those things and do them right and then come out with, you know, a 20-point swing in the second half, I just think it was probably, hopefully, a defining win for them to realize their capabilities.
When you look at a team getting better, it can be a variety of things, but it sounds like, you know, it's just little things with you guys where the boys, they're a year older. So, you know, mentally, they're a year older and have learned some things. Physically, they're a little bit stronger and can kind of get up and body some people and play them tough defensively. And just their skill set on the offensive end has improved a little bit. You get little improvements here and there that kind of adds up over the offseason, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We started these boys as freshmen, and I came in with some pretty unreal expectations. And but, you know, my coach always told me no one rises to low expectations. So we keep our expectations high. We did it from the time they were freshmen to now. And you're right, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're more athletic. They got a little bit better basketball IQ, which I think is the most crucial part of basketball. You got to know the game to be able to play it well. And just the guys who were so minimal on experience, you know, like I said, Jace Davis had never played an organized game of basketball until he came here as a freshman. And that puts him, you know, 13 years behind everybody else that's already. So to step up and do things right and to get continuously better and take on the hardest task of defensively that you can imagine, you know, that takes a special kid to – okay, that takes a special kid to accept those roles with, you know, such starting out such a low basketball IQ, and then to every day get better and want to get better and be a leader on the team. It says a lot for the boys, and I'm excited for their future because, you know, they're all just juniors, and I'm excited for the things that they can do throughout.
Yeah, you look at the games this week, and certainly Green City at your place Tuesday. You go to Princeton on Friday. Yeah, they're both good, and I could just start throwing out some names. You got Asher Bugs Tipton, who's a tremendous athlete for Green City, and I think he's going to step into kind of a starring role for them. You obviously, down the road at Princeton, you got Talon Holt. So when you look at, you know, teams that are really good and kind of go-to scorers, you're going to be tested here this week.
Yeah, this is this is that week of the schedule now for three straight years that I haven't been. It's not that I don't look forward to it, because I look forward to every game. I look forward to our growth and our successes and our failures to learn from. But this Green City game, you know, we played them twice last year, and both times was pretty lopsided, and we weren't the only ones. They obviously made a run in the state tournament and lost to a really good Stanbury team, I believe, that ended their season, who we all know how Stanbury ended up, you know. So this is not a – and then I don't think they lost but one player off that team. So they're coming back young. They're still – they're probably the most athletic, rounded team a lot of people will face. We know the only way we will be able to control the game in our favor is to control the tempo. They love to get out and run. They love to play fast. They love to force turnovers. They love they love to capitalize on those turnovers. So they do a lot of things that's out of our comfort zone for the team that we are. And we're down another player tomorrow who's pretty crucial on the defensive end. And it's going to be a challenge, but we're up for it, because you know we've played this stretch of this season for 3 years now, and these boys, regardless, every year their record is a little more promising, and we're going to play as hard as we can and see what happens. And as far as Princeton goes, you know, Princeton reminds me, with the exception of Talon Holt, Princeton reminds me a lot of the Hamilton team we played as far as size goes. Big kid in the middle, physical, you know, going to be football schools, going to be quick-footed. So, you know, we're looking forward to playing them, because at least that matchup for us will be a little bit better.
That's the way things look for the Cardinals this week. Green City home on Tuesday at Princeton Friday. Coach Martin, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Thanks much, Tom.